Wishing you a lovely Thursday and welcome to our first teaching here of this month's topic, Allow Yourself. So above you'll have seen that I wrote the question, who would I be if I allowed myself? Now, for each of us reading that, it's going to be very personal and individual to us because our idea of allowing ourselves is going to be very different to the next person's. So whatever that means for you individually is what I'm asking you to really come into. Could you imagine waking up tomorrow morning and you never actually had any limitations in your thoughts, in your actions, in what was socially expected of you, in what you were taught from a young child, that you just woke up and none of that was there? Like, could you actually imagine? I think that was pretty incredible that you never learned in the first place that you would be blocked by thought, emotion, past experiences, social kind of norms. And you just got up and you just literally followed the path of whatever you want. And I'm talking about from, oh, I'll have a lie on and then I'll go and start my work. Or, oh, I'm going to like have my breakfast and then maybe I'll have lunch straight after. Or I'm going to wear that thing. Or I'm just going to go out now and go and get that goal that I wanted to achieve. Or I'm going to like ring that person up and tell them how I feel about them. Or I'm going to start that lovely business I was thinking about. Or I'm going to walk in and quit my job. Like, can you imagine? And it was done without even anything. You just felt pure and good, no guilt, no limiting thoughts, no limiting beliefs. Now, obviously, that is not realistic because we do have all of these things. But I'd love you for a moment just to imagine that space. I'd love you to really go in and imagine that. Because as you imagine that, you'll start to get closer to this idea of allowing yourself. You'd start to get closer, more importantly, to what you hope for in your life if you allowed yourself. And that's really what we're trying to tap into this month. We're really trying to tap into, you know, pulling back the curtain and seeing what's behind, seeing what's in the deeper parts of ourselves that we really want to allow ourselves. And I want this month to be a month that's light and kind of uplifting and motivating, but also one where you start really, I suppose, lining up there then with what those thoughts and feelings are. Now, we've covered a lot over the last few months. We did integration. We've looked at more gentle things. So some of this might feel like, oh, we've done a little bit of this before. And that's okay because like practices have to be practiced and they will be brought into different topics. But this is very different to the energy of, say, when we did a few years ago, allowing and receiving, which is where when we start pushing for things and start blocking ourselves through like a pushing energy, it's like life shows up and flows. We've talked about this very recently as well. This month is not about that. This month is about really getting to a deeper understanding of why we are not allowing ourselves to be who we came here to be and how we can get back to that. We may never get there fully, but how we can. Isn't it really funny? Like, I know I've been unwell over the last 2 weeks and I've had to just stop, like, because I wasn't going to get better if I didn't rest. And when I came out of hospital last week, my first thought is, okay, well, I'll be in bed and I can do this and I can do this and then this and then this and then this and it'll be grand. And on the first morning I woke up and after coming out of hospital, and I stood, put my 2 feet in the ground, and I was like, oh my God, I don't even feel in my body. I felt so unwell, so much pain. And I was like, I couldn't even work like this. Yeah, I can sit in bed, but I couldn't even properly work. I did a little bit of what I had to do. And over the past few days, I've been slowly coming back to work. But what I've done is when I've started to get sore or started to get tired, I've stopped. Because the reason I've stopped is because I'm saying, well, you're going to be sick for much longer or in pain for much longer if you don't sort this out. But this is how we operate on a normal level. Like, we all have to do our jobs and, oh my God, we can't just float around the place all the time. Or can we? I don't know. But like, there'll be a lot of times when I'm working where I feel I've reached my limit and just keep pushing myself. And these last 2 weeks have really taught me about, one, the power of rest and allowing ourselves rest. Like, my mind feels so much clearer. My body feels so much calmer. I feel so much less stressed, to be honest. So there's so much that comes from that. And I shared above, you know, in the introductory part about my brother's energy and just how calm he is. He's always been like that. He's been like that since he was born. Like, just very calm, very quiet, just gets on with life and very happy. one of the things he always says is how happy he is. It was his birthday at the weekend, and I asked him what was his goals for the, you know, for the year ahead. I always ask everyone, you know, what do you want for your year ahead? What do you want to create for your year ahead? And he said, just to continue being happy. Like, that was literally his response. It's like, yeah. And that led to the conversation that I shared above. So this is it. You know, it's about who would you be if you allowed yourself fully, openly and freely. And I look forward to talking to you really soon.